Yosef said, by these beans, you don't go after Ashrusha at the time when they first caught to start to grow when they got roots, but rather you go back to the Gematri when it's already finished. That's the year you go after for the din of Ma. And the Mor says like this, the Ashmin halacha kreb Shimon Shizuri, he would have just said halacha like a Shimon Shizuri, that you could mix up all the beans and take off two mishamaisas from this and that. How I mean, I would have thought, you know why, Mishum Diksav Yesh Bina. Maybe you really hold like a Shemesh Zuri. But even though you have the tfua, or the beans that are mixed up, some are from last year crops and some are from this year crops, you are going to take off Shumas and Maises from this on that. Because we hold Yesh Bina, it all gets mixed up equally. Kamash V'lon, that's why we have to have Shmuel Halacha to say the Feirish, La Kuel and Bila. You should know, on anything solid like beans, you do not say the Svar of Yesh Bina. It does not get mixed up equally. Now, the Yashmin and Lakurl and Bila, if Shmuel would have just said that he holds, everything does not have Bila, does not get mixed up equally. Have I mean, I would have thought Karabonans really, that he holds really like the Shita Sadra Rabbanan. That you're not going to take off Truma when you have these things mixed up together, some are grown last year and some are grown this following year. You can't take off Truma from this and that. But since he holds ain't Bila, you have to be afraid, maybe taking off Truma from this year's crops or last year's crop. Kamash Mulan, if we have to say, no, look at Shema Shizuri. He has a look like a Shema Shizuri by these beans. You all going to take off Shuma, one for everything. And the Svar is not because the old Yesh Bila, but rather because Shmuel says, HaKol Hola Acha Gematri, everything goes buster when the tree is finished, and all the kidneys, all the beans are finished at the exact same time. So Manashach, all these beans are always during the same year, therefore we can take off Shuma Semaisers for all of them. Now, the Yashmin and Hanitati, who would have just said these two Alokas? Halacha Kreb Shimon, and he old Zayn Bila, Habamina, would have thought, Kasha the Shmuel, the Shmuel, like it's a Seer and Shmuel. If Shmuel holds Zayn Bila, the things do not get mixed up equally, how could Shmuel pass like a Shimon Shizuri, that when you have last year's crops and this year's crops mixed together, you're allowed to take off the Trumas and Mises from one on the other? It's a Seer. Kamash Malon, that's why we have to have the third Alokha that Shmuel says, HaKel Hulach Achagamapri. You should know the reason why by beans, you're allowed to take off Trumas and Mises, because they're all from the same year. Because the law is we go buster when the kidneys are finished. And all the kidneys are finished growing at the same time. Now, Tosa speaks out, Gemar Pri doesn't mean the Shas Akita when you pick it off. It means the Shas Gemar Pri when the tree is finished and most of the people use it at that time to eat it. It's finished, the tree is finished growing. So therefore, he has to say, that's why Shmuel says you can take off Shumas on these kidneys on the other kidneys. Because they're all really from the same year. Now, the Yashminen, if Shmuel would have just let us hear, HaKir Holach Ach Gematri, that you know all the kidneys, all the beans, go after when the beans are finished, the Gematri, I would have thought, Afilo Tfuah V'Zaytim, Shmuel is even saying it, about the derisive halachas, by grain, and by grapes, and by olive grossom. Kamash Mulan, therefore, I had to say, no, look at Shem and Shizuri. He's only passing like a Shimon Shizuri in the case of kidneys. He's b'mai de pligi. Why passing like a Shimon Shizuri in where there is the machlekes? The machlekes is only by kidneys, by beans, if you could take off from this crop on the other crop. The Shimon Shizuri holds a svari yesh bila, it's all mixed up together. The Shimon also passing that way, but not because of his tongue. For at the gemara of l'shamin and hani tarti, la kurl and bila lomali, why didn't Shmuel just say the locher is like a Shema Shizuri? And he should also say the reason is because the Kurlachacha Gematri. Why did he have to tell us this? He said that he holds Zain Bila, things cannot get mixed up equally. So Gemara says, Hokamashmulon. The reason why Shmuel said this, because he wants to teach us another thing, Agav, the Yain Vishem and Yesh Bila, that I call upon him by Yain and Shemin, by wine and by oil, you should know by liquid, their things could get mixed up equally. So there we do say Yesh Bila. Therefore, even if you have a gallon of wine from last year's crop, and you have a gallon of wine from this year's crop, and they get mixed up together, you could take off Trumas and Maisers for both of them. Because we do say Yesh Bila gets mixed up very easily. So that's why Shmuel had to say is all three halachas here. What we're coming out is like this. That's by Elon, by tree, taka, we go bosta chanota. We go bosta when the fruit is blossoming. And Rashi explains because when the fruit starts to blossom, the pshat is, then the tree uses its sap, the sraf that's in the tree, the sap that's in the tree, That's already all in there, b'shach the fruit blossoms. And from the sap, the sraf that's in the tree, that's what the fruit grows from. So everything is there, b'shach chanota. By yerek we say, go bos l'kita, b'shach should pick off the yerokas. Because yerokas need rainwater. It doesn't have anything to store to be get its nourishment from. I mean, it's more than rainwater. I mean, by yerokas you have to water it. So since to say that you have to water it, there's nothing to get its nourishment from, you have to say to give it. So therefore, it first finishes, its year is up, is shas l'kita. And tfuah v'zeisim, that's the midiraisa, that you go bosa shlish. Like we learned out before, from yismachta, tikri l'shloish, elo l'shlish. And this last halach of kidneys, that's the machlekes, when do you go bosa kidneys? You go bosa ashrosha, and maswa, that's the way halach is, we go bosa hishrish. That depends which month it caught roots. When the roots started to grow, that's when it's called finished. So if it caught roots before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's crop. If it first caught its roots after Rosh Hashanah, it's considered next year's crop. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Yud Dalid Omer Aleph. Again, a few lines down. But the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yoimer. Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns Pshan the Postik, that the Postik says about Chag HaSukkis. The Postik says really in Dvorim, Tez Dayin, Postik Yud Gimel, that Chag HaSukkis Tase Lecho and Shivas Yomim. Sukkis should be 7 days. Bios Becho Migoncho Migvecho. When you gather together, Migoncho, from your barn of the wheat, and from the wine press. So Rabbi Yosef really says, Ma goyrin v'yikav, just like the wine press and your barn, you saw the tfuah, the weedin, miyuchodim shegedilim al mei shana shavra, is that the grain and the grapes grew on last year's rain, on last year's rainwater, u'mithasrin l'shana shavra, also the maitha and the truma tatoli on last year, in other words, if it grew a shlish before Rosh Hashanah, it goes bust the last year, is af kol everything shegedilu namei shana. Everything that grew because of last year, if because of last year it was grown already, it goes the maestros after last year. Amei shana shavra. Is misasrin l'shana shavra. You know the din maestros is totally in last year, like if last year was the second year of Shemitah, so you have to give maestros sheni. If last year was the third year, you have to give maestros roni. And last year's produce, you can't take off trumas and maaser on this year's. Now this is a loch of what? Of tfuah and on grapes. Yotsu yurokas, mashen kain, vegetables, shegdilin almei shon habo. They are not finished by Rosh Hashanah. They still have to kaseid to be watered. They grow kaseid the vegetables. So therefore, umasasrin l'shon habo. Therefore, even though it was grown the third before Rosh Hashanah, but since you picked it off after Rosh Hashanah, and even after Rosh Hashanah, it still needed its water to continuously grow, therefore it goes bosh l'shas l'kitam the next year. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili's drasha. So Rashi says that b'yaspecho migoncho migvecho, mikan from over here, somcho chachomim, l'kvoya zman maisi yerek to divrayim, acha l'kita. From this pasuk is only an asmachta, it's only midrabbonim, we make a drasha from here. But the ikka drasha, the pasuk, we learn out that chach has to be from something that Yidu grows out of the ground, and that's not Mekabotumah, like the Pselus of Yikah Begurim. But the Drosha Medrabonin is that vegetables, the Din Maisa goes after Lakita at the time when you pick it off. If you pick the vegetables off the ground after Rosh Hashanah, it has a lock like next year's crop. What's the Asmach here? That Kol Osir Shalachor Yehei Ketrumas Gurim V'Yikah. Anytime you pick off the wheat, whatever you're picking off should be like the wheat and the grapes. By wheat and by grapes, the Torah went after the Zman of which year a third was grown. So Rashi explains, what's the Indian you go Boston when it's one third grown? Because when the Tfuah, or when the grapes are already one third grown, that's the time when it's called complete already. The Deichig, if you really need it, you could use it at this time. So therefore, the pshat from one third is that it's like grown already last year. So therefore, the Trumas to Maisers goes after last year, since it was like grown before Rosh Hashanah. So we dash in the Gemara, Rashi says, Afkel, Lekach Holchu Bilu Nachachanota. Therefore, by a tree, Midrabbanin, the Trumas to Maisers is totally when it's chonot, when it starts to blossom, when the fruits are blossoming. Why? Shekol Gedilose Peroisa Vaidei Shaloyes Raf Ilan, Lefnei Chanotu. That the way a tree works is, the tree gets some sap inside it. There's some sraf inside the ilum. And that comes inside the tree before the fruit starts to blossom. Now, once the fruit starts to blossom, everything is inside the tree already. So like it's called this complete right now. It's only the sap, the sap inside the tree comes out and makes the fruit grow bigger and bigger. But everything the tree needs has already. Therefore, when is the tree called finished? Like by when it's chanota, when it starts to blossom. Therefore, Midrabbanan, they said, whenever the fruit starts to blossom, if it blossoms before Rosh Hashanah is called last year's crop. If it blossoms after Rosh Hashanah is called next year's crop. Hello, Adin, Yotsu, Yerokis. The same thing applies to now to vegetables. Shegedilin, Ameshana, Habo. That vegetables have to stay to grow. It needs water. You have to water it. So it's never called finished until you pick it off. Trashi, Vahainu, Shnas, Likitosim. The year you pick off the vegetables. If you pick it off, it still grows back again. In other words, it's never cold, it has everything, until you finally pick it off. So a Kseder needs the water, the ground, until it's fully grown. Therefore, the year of Maaser is totally when you pick it off. If you pick it off the ground before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year's. If you pick it up after Rosh Hashanah, it's called next year's. So this is Rabbi Yossi Aglili's Rosh. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva says a little bit different. We have a key volume with the same pasuk says, "Be'aspecha migarncha miyikvecha," that ma goyrin v'yikov, just like the wheat, the tfua, and the grapes, miyuchadim shegedilim aroiv mayim. These things grow by rainwater. Most of the water, you don't have to water it yourself. It grows on rainwater. On misasvun l'shana shavra, therefore it goes buster when it's grown one third. If it got finished growing a third last year, it goes after last year. Is Af called the same thing, everything, Shegdila Marav Mayim, anything that grows with rainwater alone, is Mesasun Lashana Shavram. Then we say, like, when it's one third grown, it's considered fully, it goes bust last year. Ma'ashen ken yotsu yirokis, but vegetables, Shegdila Alkol Mayim, vegetables doesn't grow only from rainwater. You have to water the vegetables. You have to have, like, Mayim Shuvim, fetch the water and water it. That's called Alkol Mayim. All different types of waters. Therefore, it has a different halacha of vegetables on Misasu and Lashon HaBor. Therefore, it's not enough when it's one third grown, but rather even into the next year, it depends when you pick it off. When you pick it off, that's what's Kaveya. It was picked off before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's. It was picked off after Rosh Hashanah, it's called next year's. That's not Kamina. How do you make the drasha of vegetables? Whether it's a din in most of the water or even rain, or even water that you, only rainwater, or even if you water it, or as what's totally, whether it was completely finished already or not. So the verse says, "B'namai b'nai," what's the difference here? Omer Abavua, "B'tzolam hasrisim." If you have some type of young, like onions, that never become fully grown, Rashi says. They always stay premature. Rashi says, "Nasin gedolim kishabasom." They never grow big onions. Or else a pula mitzri. This type of a bean is ikabanai, there's a difference. What's the difference? That's not, we learned like this. B'tzolimas risim. If you have these type of onions that never become fully grown, or pula mitzri. Or else you have this type of a bean, this pula mitzri. She monon mehem mayim shloishim yayim. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You did not water it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, usually these vegetables we say grow because you water it. It's not enough for rainwater. You have to water it yourself. Now let's say you do not water it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So this is the Nafkimina. Misasrin Lishavar. The halacha is, the Trumas HaMaisis are totally in last year. Or Matarim B'Shvias. Since it was grown before Shemitah, before Shvias, you're allowed to eat it on Shemitah, it does not have Kedusha Shvias. The Yim Lav. Let's say you did not stop the water. You can say to water it. And you first pick off these beans when? The next after Rosh Hashanah on Shemitah, then we say Asurim b'Shvius. It has an Issa Shvius upon it, or Misasum l'Shon Abo, and the Din Maisa goes after next year. In other words, since you picked it off after Rosh Hashanah, it's considered like next year's crop. So Rashi explains, Upul ha-mitzri she-zor v'le-yerek. That this bean you planted for the purpose of eating it as a vegetable. These zor l'zerek, because if you planted it to eat the seed alone, kidney is so, it has lech of beans. V'le-hocho b'yachar el-o-achar ha-shrosha. That we had in yesterday's blot, that by beans, you go bust when it could root, when the hashrosha took place. So here we want to say it has a lech like a vegetable, that you go after l'kita. So it's talking, you planted these beans, amanas, to eat the vegetable that grows out of it. So it is an afkamina. So Rashi says, you did not water it the last 30 days. And you picked off these vegetables, these onions, after Rosh Hashanah. The Rior Masis, like the Mishnah says in Shvius, that there's a difference. So Rashi says, that's Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi. This Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi. That islay masnisim nekivon demon amayim shloshim of Hashana nimtzu gedila mameishan shavu. Like, since you did not water it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered, where did it get its rain water? From where did it get its nourishment to live? From last year's rain. So since it got its nourishment to continue from last year, it goes back to last year's. Abu Rav Kiva, but according to Rav Kiva, that Rav Kiva makes the difference whether the produce is grown because of rainwater, or it's enough just the, or you need more than rainwater. You have to water it also. These vegetables, even though you didn't water it the last 30 days, but so what? Vegetables is called something that grows because you have to water it. It's not enough to rain water. So according to Rabbi Kiva, even such a bean, even such a betzolim, would go after b'shas l'kita, because it grows because of what you water it. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, that it depends where it got its nourishment from. So since you stop watering it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered like it's got its nourishment before Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the ma'isa would go after last year and not after Shas L'kita when you pick it off the ground. Then the Gemara says, Vaita, the Mishnah says, B'yechud b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah Lilan. According to Beis Shammai, on the first day of Shvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah Lilanus. In other words, if you have fruits that the chanot that blossom before Shvat, you can't take off ma'isa for the fruits that are first blossom after Shvat. And the Wadin, if it blossomed before Shvat, it's called last year's produce. You go bust last year's ma'isa. If it first blossoms after Shvat, it's called next year's crop. So Rosh says, my time. How do we know this? How do we know by trees, by fruits, you go after Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Omer Rabbi Lezer, Omer Rabbi Oshia. Hoyel v'yotzu roev gishmeshana. Since most of the rain season already passed by, so in other words, the trees have its nourishment ready, it's considered like it's the Zman HaChanota right now. Now is the time, Rashi says, that the tree has its nourishment, and the sap, the sraf is inside the tree, and now is the time that it starts to have Chanota, it starts to blossom, so that's called like it's finished already. Therefore, now is the end of last year, and from now on starts a new year. And then it says, V'yadayin roiv tekufa v'vachutz, but it did not pass by tekufas tevis, didn't go by it. His roiv of tekufas tevis didn't pass by it. The Gemara says, my comic, what are you saying? What do I care about Tkufas Tevis? What does that have to be a reason why it's Rosh Hashanah now? So the Gemara says, okay, comma. This is what Yehuda Meravoshi meant to say. That Afati Shereiv Tkufim Vachutz, even though most of Tkufas Tevis did not go by it, did not pass by it, still to come, but Hoyo V'yot Shereiv Gishmei Shana, since most of the rainy season, most of the time of rain passed away already, it went by, so now's the time for the Rosh Hashanah. It's cool that the tree has its stuff, what it needs, and from now on it's a new year. Like Rashi says, V'yechot b'shvat Rosh Hashanah l'ilon, V'yein tormin mi'peiris ilon shechonto peiris of koidim l'chein. If they blossom before Shvat, you can't take off ma'isa for the next year's peiris that are blossom after Shvat. And it says, the reason, Hoyel v'yotzer Rav Gishmei Shana, Shechvar ova roiv yamoisak shomin. Most of the raining season went by already. Shuzman revia. That's the Zman when the ground absorbs the water. The Olo Hasraf Bilonis. And the sap went up in the trees already. The Nimtzu HaPeiros Chenta Miata. Now is the time that the fruit starts to blossom. This is called like the fruits are finished like. So this is the end of the year. And afterwards starts a new year. And then it says, V'adayin Reiv Tkufas Tevis M'Bachutz. Rashi Adayin Reiv HaTkufa Lovi. Most of the Tkufa has to come. So on this Rashi says, my come like V'adayin Reiv Tkufas M'Bachutz. Kol shechem, techivin the roiv tkufin vachutz, adayim legiyah zman hachanoto, vloyim lekvoyah Rosh Hashanah ad adar. If you want to tell me the tkufa didn't go by yet, so you mean to say that the fruits are not blossoming yet. So there's not a zman of blossoming yet, so it should not be the Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Chodesh Adar. So what do I mean to say? That's what I mean to say. Hokikoma, that even though the whole Tkufas Tevis did not go by yet, still you should know the main thing is totally in the rainy season. Since the rain went by already, that's cool. The tree is like finished now. It has the sap. It has whatever it needs. It has all its needs to make the fruits. So we go by, so now is the end of the year. And after Rosh Chodesh Shvat starts the new year. Moshe says, Tana Rabbanu, we went to the price like this. My sub Rabbi Akiva, once happened a story with Rabbi Akiva. Shelikat Esreg B'yechad B'Shvat. He picked off an Esreg off the tree on the first day of Shvat. V'noyag boy Shnei Yisurin. He was noyeg two different Yisurims with it. In other words, there's a question, last year was Meiser or Sheni. Last year was the second year. The next year now is Meiser only because it's the third year. So when he took off this Esrin on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he did not know if it's still called last year's that you have to take off Meiser Sheni, or whether it's called next year's you only have to take off Meiser Oni. Therefore, the Chumri did both. For Noyeg Boi, Shnei Yisurim.